You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be with you this morning, and it's so good to see you online. And this morning, I'm speaking on deliverance in the pressing. Last week, Pastor Naomi spoke on the pressing. She said it's in the pressing that God himself will encounter you. It's in the pressing you come face to face. You draw close so that you can hear the course God has for you. It's in the pressing that you receive courage to take on this new course. But the risk we all face in the pressing is not being distracted by the enemy. Not being distracted by the things around us or the situations that we're facing. Maybe we feel like our faith is not that strong or that it's wavering. Have you ever felt like that? I know I have. But during this season, it's a real call to stand strong. Strong in God's word, strong in God's instruction, strong in standing in who our God is and who we are in him. And seeing things from his perspective. Pressing in the Greek is epi and pipto, which means to embrace with affection or aggressively chase like a hunter pursuing a catch until you possess it. You know, what does it mean to pursue? What does it mean to pursue God? As I was pondering on that, it reminded me of that scripture in Psalm 42, verse 1. And it says, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. You know, this was a psalm that was penned by David, put to music by the sons of Korah, and that Hebrew language is so descriptive, and it gives you a picture of a deer standing in the shelter, desperate and longing for water, seeing the water in front of them, not too far away, but knowing if they take that step out of the shelter, that may be the cost of their life. But there comes a point where they think, you know what? The desire for water has become greater than that desire of the fear of the loss of my life. You know, when your thirst for God becomes greater than the fear, all those things then become possible in your life. Pursuing God no matter what, no matter the fear or not being sure, maybe what your family or your friends may say about you or what they may think, but just pursuing God and trusting him. This requires action on our behalf. First and foremost, action to not let go of God and who he is. We just worshipped him this morning because he is such a good God. He is majestic. He is worthy. He is holy. He is love. And he is hope. And we can trust in him. And secondly, not letting go until we get the breakthrough, till we get the deliverance, until we get the miracles and the healings and the direction and the instructions from Almighty God, seeing his promises fulfilled in our life, seeing the supernatural power of God and the power of his presence in our lives, pursuing God, laying everything else aside and seeking first him and all that he is in our hearts and our lives and for our families. You know, in the pressing, God wants to draw something out in each one of us. Things that maybe we even haven't seen in ourselves. It may be drawing out those giftings and abilities that he has given us. It may be strengthening and extending what he has already given us. Strengthening our relationship with him. Strengthening our relationship with the Holy Ghost. Drawing out wisdom and understanding, providing opportunities to see our faith grow, bringing a stability to our relationship and our faith walk with Jesus. Seeing things from his perspective, his point of view. You know, in the Bible, different people experiences, many of them experiences where God drew something out of them that they didn't even recognize was in themselves. Look at Moses during his time of pressing. What did God want to bring out in him? That he was a leader and he was a deliverer for the children of Israel. And he needed to see that even though he felt he couldn't speak, God knew what was in him, and he drew it out by his presence. He drew it out by who he was to see the children of Israel set free at that time. If you look at Gideon during his time of pressing, what did God want to bring out in him? That he was, in fact, a mighty warrior, a man of strength and courage, a man of God to see the impossible take place and to work with God to see complete deliverance from the Midianites. He needed to stop seeing himself as the weakest and the most lowest person in the clan, but to see how God saw him, because God was drawing something out of him that Israel needed at that time. What does God want to draw out of you? I'm excited to see. I'm sure many of us, if not all of us, have had those moments, moments of pressing into God for his instruction to a situation that we are struggling in, struggling to cope with and endure, needing that instruction to change the current course we are on to one of victory and complete change. You know, there was this king in Israel called King Joash, and he needed that moment with Elisha, the prophet, so that he could hear God's instruction. And if he chose to listen and follow God's instruction, the current course for not only himself, but also the children of Israel would be completely changed and altered. A moment to draw aside, to closer to God, and to be the godly example the people of Israel were needing. He needed a spiritual solution to what they were enduring in the natural. So he needed that moment of pressing into God for his instruction. In 2 Kings 13, King Joash of Israel, upon hearing that Elisha was about to pass away, he goes and visits him. And we pick up the story in 2 Kings 13, 15 to 18. And it says this, "And Elisha said to him, 'Take a bow and some arrows.' So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, 'Put your hand on the bow.' So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. And he said, 'Open the east window.' And he opened it. Then Elisha said, 'Shoot.' And he shot. And he, Elisha, said, 'The arrow of the Lord's deliverance from Syria for you. You must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them.' Then he said, 'Take the arrows.' So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, 'Strike the ground.' So he struck three times and stopped. Elisha was unhappy with the king for striking the ground only three times. Elisha said to him, 'Now you will only strike Syria three times instead of having complete victory over them.'" This was an important moment for King Joash, his time of being in the pressing. And what did he do? He sought godly counsel and wisdom. You know, he had some understanding that the strength of Israel was really in the presence of the prophet of God, Elisha. And with Elisha sick, he knows that that strength will be slipping away, so he goes to see him. It was his moment to hear what Elisha the prophet would say to him before he passed away. You know, Israel had been oppressed by the Syrians. What does that mean to be oppressed? To load or burden with unreasonable imposition, to treat with unjust severity or hardship, to be overpowered, overburdened, and depressed. That moment when the burden of a relationship that has become unhealthy weighs down on your emotions and your mind, and you're needing God's help and instruction to know how to navigate a safe resolution. A situation at work where maybe a colleague of yours makes unreasonable demands, and you're needing God's truth and wisdom to handle the situation. Something from your past that still tries to control you and hold you back. You know, King Joash would have had some understanding of what his people were going through. This was his opportunity to hear the last words of advice from a godly man, because Israel was under attack. Have you ever felt under attack? Personally or as a family? On your health or your finances? Maybe in your work environment? attacks from the enemy or people around you. This was King Joash's moment to hear God's instruction and change the course from their current situation. He knew that even though he faced a physical and tangible military crisis, he needed and he sought a spiritual solution. King Joash listens to the prophetic word which declares complete victory over oppression. Not partial, but God's word was complete victory over oppression. Elisha then gives him the instruction to shoot an arrow out the window with him covering his hands, one on the bow and one on the arrow, reminding King Joash that even though he would shoot the arrow, the victory and with success would come from God and God alone. It will be God's help that would help obtain the victory over his enemies. And Elisha declares to him the deliverance of the Lord from the enemy, and that King Joash must strike, must action that victory until they are completely defeated. What does deliverance mean? Being released from captivity, being released from slavery, being released from oppression or any restraint. If there is anything that is holding you back, if there is anything that is keeping you shut down, if there is anything that is silencing the voice that God has given you, if there is anything that is making you struggle to step out in the giftings that God has given you, if there's things from your past trying to constantly draw you back in, let me tell you this morning, God's deliverance is here. Not just partial, but complete victory from oppression. Deliverance from Almighty God. You know, it was the custom at that time to shoot an arrow into the country which an army intended to invade. So Elisha getting the king to do this was intentional and purposeful. It was letting the enemy know your days of oppression are coming to an end. Let me say that again with the authority that is on me from the Holy Spirit. The days of oppression are coming to an end. The enemy has had too much sway. The enemy has allowed his lies to penetrate our hearts. But I am standing here under the unction of the Holy Ghost and declaring deliverance is coming to your household. Deliverance is coming to your families. Deliverance is coming to your children. Deliverance is coming not only from you, but to generations, 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 generations to come. It is the deliverance of Almighty God to set the captives free, blind eyes being opened, ears being, sight being restored, ears hearing again, complete deliverance. I believe it, I receive it, and I know you guys are receiving it as well. It's not because of me, it's not because of me. It's because of the mighty God that we serve, and we give him glory, we give him honor, we give him thanks this morning, and we praise his name. Complete deliverance, not partial, but complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. Your days of restraint are coming to the end. Your days of restraint are coming to an end. This was God saying to the enemy, your days of hanging the past on my people are coming to an end. Deliverance is coming. Complete victory is coming. No longer bound by sickness. No longer bound by the past. No longer bound by hurts. No longer bound by disappointments. But complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. What does deliverance mean? Being released. Being released into the people that God has called us to be from captivity, slavery, oppression, or any restraint. Here is the prophetic word for the crisis he is facing. Here is the prophetic word for the crisis you might be facing. The opportunity to see the spiritual side of the issue, because if all you see is the issue itself, then there is also the potential to only see defeat. If all you see is the problem, you may struggle to to see the solution. If all you see is the tension in a relationship, you may struggle to see the way out. The pain you are going through is not irrelevant, but you need to know where to put your focus on in this time of the pressing. You need to know who to put your focus on. And now let me tell you, it is our Saviour. It is Jesus Christ, the Almighty, the author and the finisher of our faith, the perfecter of our faith. He is God and He is working on our behalf. What prophetic revelation are you needing to hear? Because that is what's going to bring you deliverance. What prophetic word are you needing to hear? It's time to press in. It's time to hear what only God can say about the issue at hand. And it's only His deliverance that will bring you complete victory. He heard the word. Did it bring understanding? And not only that, did it bring revelation? Remember the 12 spies. They heard the word. God saying to them, I'm giving you this land, and now go out and spy the land and bring back a report. They all came back with the truth of what they saw. A land flowing with milk and honey. And yes, there are giants. Their interpretation of this natural sight, what they all saw, was what either caused faith or doubt in their hearts. Focusing only on the natural stopped some of them from being open to the revelation of what God had said to them and what He wanted them to do, which was to possess the land. If God says to you, you will be healed, and then you hear the doctor's report that may not be favourable, what are you going to do during this time of pressing? Pressing between the natural and the supernatural, the promise from Almighty God. If God says to you, you're going to have a family, but then you may look at what's going on in your own life, your age, whatever the doctor says, what are you going to do during this time of pressing between the natural and the supernatural and the promise from Almighty God? If God says to you, there's going to be salvation in your family, but then you feel like your children don't even want to go to church, what are you going to do during this time of pressing between the natural and the supernatural, the promises of God for you and your family? If God says to you, I will bring deliverance to your family, but you see your children going in another direction, or maybe they're just drawing away from you, what are you going to do during this time of pressing between the natural and the supernatural and the promises of God for your life? But when you are able to see what God sees, it gives you the opportunity to respond and, if needed, to change the way you do things, the way you speak in light of the truth of God's word, the way you action the truth of God's word. You will conduct yourself differently, amen, and we will align our lives under God's truth. It's so important to see things from God's perspective, especially in this time of pressing, as it brings understanding and clarity to what you may have been experiencing. The truth of God's word, we already have the victory. He is for us. He is a miracle worker, and Him being with Him gives us fullness of joy. What does it say in Psalm 16:11? You show me the path of life. Thank you, Jesus. And in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Elisha then gives him the instruction to take the arrows and strike the ground. Here is King Joash's moment, the moment of pressing, the moment of truth, of taking on what's been said to him and following this instruction. Even though he was told not how many times to strike the ground, he was told to take all the arrows, which was at least six for him to shoot and strike the ground with. He struck the ground three times and then he stopped. He stood still. He quit. Elisha was angry with him for not striking the ground more. Maybe he saw King Joash's attempt as being half-hearted instead of giving all he had. Remember, he was in a distressing situation. This was about complete deliverance, not partial victory. That was God's plan for Israel, complete victory. Maybe King Joash had a conversation with himself and he came up with some excuses as to why he only did three. I stopped striking because I didn't want to get too overexcited. I stopped striking because, you know what, Elisha wasn't helping me anymore. I stopped striking because I just wasn't in the mood and I didn't feel like it. I stopped striking because I thought three was enough. What about ourselves? What excuses do we sometimes tell ourselves, me included? I stopped because I tried once before and then nothing happened. I've done that before. I stopped because people thought I was strange. I stopped because I wasn't sure what to do next. Now was not the time to bring doubt into the prophetic instruction. Now was the time to strike and keep striking till he saw complete victory. It can be easy to give up if we don't see something straight away. So that's why we need to see things from God's perspective, because he knows what he is doing. Elisha had given him an instruction, but he held back and he quit long before he should have. During this time of pressing, don't give up. Don't quit. Keep striking until you see the deliverance of the Lord. Keep striking because your flesh won't keep striking. Keep striking because the enemy won't stop striking. Keep striking because the world won't stop striking. So keep striking the ground. During this time of pressing, God wants to bring complete deliverance into our lives. In Psalm 18:14, it says this. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. Great bolts of lightning flashed and they were confused. During this time of pressing, God wants to bring complete deliverance into our lives. Psalm 68 verse 1 says this, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. And the Passion Translation says it like this, arise with awesome power and every one of your enemies will scatter in fear. Scatter means to disperse, separate, and it's the removal of things. And this is what God is doing to the enemy on our behalf. He is separating. He is removing those things that have held us back, and he is bringing deliverance because of who he is and the fact that he loves us so much. Complete deliverance. During this time of pressing, God wants to bring complete deliverance into our lives, into our families, and into our situations. He is causing the enemy to be scattered and confused. And he is silencing the lies of the enemy in our lives and in our families. He is silencing the lies of the enemy that have held us back. And he wants us to see things from his perspective. So we keep striking to see complete deliverance. Many years ago, when I was working in Adelaide, I took the children that I was looking after on an excursion to the Adelaide Zoo. And we found our way to the lion enclosure. And obviously there's that, I suppose, perspex barrier. And then there was a railing for us to stand. And not too, you know, maybe a couple of metres in front of me, there was a lion just resting, sitting, obviously just enjoying the sun. So I turned to the children and I said, watch this. So I stood as close as I could to the barrier and I began to eyeball the lion. And he looked at me, then he looked away, then he looked back because I just kept persisting and staring at him. And then I could see his tail begin to swish. And then he started to look away, but then he continued to look at me and he kept being drawn back to me as I continued to eyeball him. And then eventually, without warning, he jumped up and he let out this almighty roar and came running to the barrier. Well, of course, I screamed, the children around me screamed, and we all backed up. And he then continued to pace because he was agitated that I had tried to bring in that sort of, I suppose, I was trying to challenge him. Is the word I'm looking for. Sorry, I was trying to challenge him and then he was agitated and continued to roar. But that is what the enemy has been trying to do. He's been trying to challenge God's authority over our lives. He's been trying to challenge God's authority over the lives of our families. He's been trying to stare down the promises of God in our lives to try and nullify them. And he's wanting us to give up. But he didn't count. The enemy didn't count on the fact that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And God has been roaring back at the enemy on our behalf. Why? For complete deliverance. So don't give up. Let me encourage you, don't give up. Please keep striking the ground in this time of pressing, because complete deliverance is for you. The enemy's been trying to challenge what God has placed in your heart and your life. But the roar of the Almighty God is silencing the enemy on our behalf. Lord God, we just thank you that we've been able to come around this time of your word, of your truth. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have designed for each one of us complete deliverance from the lies of the enemy, complete deliverance from the things that we've been facing, complete deliverance, Lord God, from the past. And we just want to take this opportunity to honor you and thank you and praise and worship you, Lord God, that you are roaring back at the enemy on our behalf, and you are silencing his traps. You are silencing his lies. You are silencing his things that he's trying to do to bring nullification into our lives. Lord God, we just thank you that you are working on our behalf and that you love us so much. And we just honor you. We just worship and thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today, if you don't know Jesus, he wants to take you to a place of salvation and forgiveness, a place of freedom, knowing his love and care for you. In Romans 10:9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So church, please join me in this prayer. And I'd love it if you've never prayed this prayer before to pray along with us. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross and that God raised you from the dead. And because of this, I am saved. If you have prayed this prayer for the first time, we want to walk this journey with you. You can talk to Pastor Lee and Pastor Naomi after the service. Or if you're watching online with us today, you can go to gc.org.au/firststeps.